Bryce over these final 2 months?
No, it's been great. You know, I think he, for me, he vaulted himself right into the picture for next year. I mean, it's really good to see what he overcame and how he finished. And it's been really, really impressive.
And kind of touching on what we did last night, that picture looks a lot better for next year as a whole for the rotation.
Yeah.
When you think about what, just these last 2 months, you're trying to piece together a rotation in August, you know, just put bodies in there, and now all of a sudden, 2 months later, you're saying, I kind of feel good about that.
No, I do, yeah. I mean, I think it's got a chance of being what we, you know, what we thought going into this year. We were really excited about it. You know, hopefully, still got to stay away from injuries, and two, realistically, we got a lot of guys that they're going to be, when we get to Florida, it's going to be question marks, you know, where they're at and things like that. Knowing what the guy, you know, we feel good about what guys could do, but number one, they got to be healthy to do that. But still, you know, a guy like Bryce and Hurston, you know, what they did was huge. Spencer, how, you know, he's going to get through the year. It looks really good.
The way the ball club has played overall these last 2 months or so, do you do any what-ifs about, you know, maybe if we had a little bit better luck, this could have been a better season for us?
Well, you know, obviously, if we'd had our starting pitching and then we get our lineup together, I'd have felt really good about where we probably would be right now, because I think we'd be right in the thick of things. You know, I like the first time when we had our whole lineup back prior to Austin and, you know, obviously Ozzy or whatever, all of a sudden, you know, you pencil something in, it looks pretty good, and knowing that, you know, if we could have, that is a big if starting pitching would have stayed healthy, because the bullpens, you know, the additions and everything, because we would have added, we'd have still added it, you know, with the bullpen like we did, and who knows, we might have went even deeper into that add, and then there's some guys that we found have been done a really nice job. So yeah, I mean, it's just no getting around the fact that you can't lose five starters and expect things to go well. It can't happen. You could lose five starters and position players, because we proved that last year, because we led Major League Baseball in pitching and got into the playoffs. But the guy, you know, but that's a big difference when you're losing, because most of the time you go and you look at the top five, six, or six teams in the National League and the leaders of pitching, they're probably going to be in the playoffs. The top six hitting clubs are buried. But this game is all about the pitching.
Are Holmes and Schwellenbach still on track to throw down there in Northport next week or two?
Lopey's the only one right now that's down there throwing. Although I haven't seen Grant, so I guess they're going to be down there at some point.
Do you have a plan to throw Charlie Morton the next?
We'll see.
Yeah. I'm curious, has the way the team's finished, will that influence the way you think about next year?
I just want to get through the next weekend, see where we're at.
But it's interesting to hear you talking about next year and Florida next year.
Yeah, well, mind's already there. For now, I'm still here. You know, so that's why I'm speaking in that tense.
Anything else?
All right, thanks.